This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Friday. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to join me. Maybe you've joined us. Maybe you've tuned in at 7 a.m. here on WMIE, maybe even 8:45. I want to say God bless to my friends and listeners who tune in here. We've been on for years now, so some 14 years at 8:45 in the evening. And I want to say Godspeed. Thanks for joining us here today. Thanks for tuning in to hear a word from the Lord today. And that's what you're going to hear, because we're going to hear His word. And that's why I've named this program WGOD Radio. Because if I could own those call letters, oh, man, is that what it would be? WGOD, because God is always broadcasting if you tune into His frequency. Here today, we're going to hear the second part and the last part. Actually, the very end, you're not going to hear. But if you write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com, I'll either send you the link, I'll mail you the CD for free, whatever. If you like this, the sermon is entitled, So You're an Atheist. This is part two. First part aired yesterday. You also could go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, if you're into Facebook. And there's a link on there for it. My website's WGODradio.com. There's a link on there for it. Or just write to me and I'll send you the disc. Sunday morning, you're invited to Ireland. I got 20 seconds left. My sermon this week is The Falling Away of the USA. It's a look at what in tarnation has happened to this country. Love to see you. For more info, again, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. Back to Revelation Monday. I believe we're in chapter 19 on Monday. Here's the last part of this message, So You're an Atheist.
This is what you're turning down. These things I read, this is what you're saying no to. When you say no to Him, you're saying no to these things. God loves you. How do you plead? Guilty. Took your sins upon Himself, died on the cross, gave you peace, justified you, gave you everlasting, eternal life. And you hate God? How can you be an angry atheist? You've had help. Shine the light on the problem here. And that is, people have been deceived. Atheists are deceived. That's why they're angry. Well, that's not why they're angry. We're going to get to that in a minute. Let's move on from here, though, and broaden our text a little this morning, because that's all there is on atheists. But why, all of a sudden, are there so many atheists and homosexuals? Have you noticed that? These two are predominantly in the forefront today, and they're angry, both of them. Why? They're angry because God loves them, and time is short. They're angry because God loves them. The Bible says this in Hebrews 12, verse 6. It says, for whom the Lord loves, He chastens and scourges every son whom He receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? If you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are, New King James says, illegitimate. And not sons. Now, no chastening seems joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to them that have been trained by it. Verse 8 says, if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, you are illegitimate, or bastards, it says in the King James, and not sons. The atheist and homosexual is angry because God loves them. He's not going to give them peace until they turn their lives over to Him. You know what should really break your heart, church? The homosexual and the atheist that are not angry and are perfectly content with their lifestyle. They're forever lost. They are minutes away from a Christless eternity and hellfire. Is the atheist, that's perfectly fine and content. You can see God's fingerprint on the ones that are angry. They have, as they say in Italian, they've got agita. An itch that they just can't scratch. God's taken away their peace because they got minutes or days or weeks left. And God loves them and wants them to turn from their sin and turn to Him. That's why they're angry and why there's so many angry homosexuals or atheists. I picked these two out because these two are forefront all around us here today. Now, the Bible addresses this condition here as well. If you would please turn with me, Romans chapter 1, verse 18. And I made the comment a minute ago. That is, those that are perfectly content in their lifestyle and not angry. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Romans 1:18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress, the King James says, hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, this word for suppress means to hold down. Kind of like trying to hold down the lid on a furious pot of boiling water. This is people who know the truth, but choose to live their own lifestyle instead of submitting to God and turning from their sin. Verse 19, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Do you see that? Notice that the truth is manifest in them. It doesn't say it's manifest to them. The Bible says it's manifest in them. I'm trying to show you why people are angry. They've got the witness inside of themselves. They've got ants in their pants. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. What a statement that is. Invisible things clearly seen. Invisible things clearly seen. Things that are understood by creation itself. Look at the stars or the ocean or anything in God's beautiful creation. Then He says that they are without excuse. Now there's the word apology with an A in front of that. Like atheist, it's anapologetos. Meaning no excuse. No defense. You can't say to God on judgment day, the dog ate your homework. Everyone is and will be without excuse. Verse 21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became, what's it say? Fools, there's our word again. Catch word this morning. Fools. Fools. They changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Now here in verse 24, is the first of three that Paul says this. Verse 24. It says, therefore, God also gave them up. You see that? This is the atheist or homosexual that's not angry. God gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. I want to show you, this is exactly in the context. I don't want you to say I've picked on homosexuals, because that's who he's talking about here. He's going to tell you in just a minute. God gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. To exchange the truth of God for the lie is like, it's like going to a department store. Anyone ever go to a department store on December 26th? Talk about fool. You ever seen the line in a store on December 26th? It's like going there on December 26th and you're going to exchange something. And you are there to exchange your gift. That is, the revelation of God himself. The revelation that God has given you in the very core of your being. And you're exchanging that very gift for what the Bible calls a lie. Really, in Greek, it's the lie. Now, prophetically speaking, 2 Thessalonians 2:11 says the lie is Antichrist is God. All this is promised to all of those that exchange the truth of God for the lie. Verse 26, for this reason God gave them up to vile affections. It's the second time now he says this. For even the women exchange the natural use for what is against nature. That's lesbians, in case you're wondering. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, they burned in their lust for one another, men with men working what is unseemly or shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of the error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over. That's the third time. God gave them over to a debased mind to do the things which are not fitting. And this here is what breaks my heart, is this condition. Those whom God has given up on. Now perhaps you say, maybe God will give up on me then. I drove 38 and 35 to get here today. I sinned. I've committed the same sin twice. How do I know he's not going to give up on me? Well, the answer is 2 Corinthians 1:21. It says this. It says, he who establishes with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. The Greek word is arabon. The word means engagement ring. You have been engaged to Almighty God. And the ring is the Holy Spirit that he's given you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.